This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The first application period has closed for a program offering financial relief to small businesses affected by the pandemic. The Energize Colorado Gap Fund has more than $25 million available in grants and low-interest loans. State Representative Shannon Byrd says it's essential to help the economy.
In Colorado, the small business sector employs 40% of Colorado's workforce. So making sure that all our small businesses stay strong, they can keep their doors open, they keep people employed, and that keeps families and workers strong.
A second round of applications starts in October. Businesses with fewer than 25 full-time employees can apply. A new national report on obesity contains both good and bad news. CPR's John Daly reports.
First, the good news. Colorado once again has the nation's lowest adult obesity rate at about 24%. But Americans as a whole keep gaining weight. The rate for the U.S. passed the 40% mark for the first time. It's a 16% jump since 2008. That's according to a new report from the Trust for America's Health. The group warns the pandemic threatens to make food insecurity worse, fueling even higher obesity rates. Obesity can increase the odds of getting a severe case of COVID-19. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It is 84 degrees and partly cloudy in Denver. We have 72 degrees, partly cloudy in Vail. This is CPR News.